Assalam alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's khutbah corresponding to the date of the 31st of May 2019, and the title of this khutbah is Laylatul Qadr, Khayrun min Alfi Shahr. The night of Qadr is better than 1,000 months. Alhamdulillah. All praises are for Allah, who has honored us with the night of Qadr and has made its reward greater than 1,000 months, a night in which the angels descend with mercy, goodness and grace. And I bear witness with every facet of my being that there is nothing worthy of absolute love and adoration except Allah, the uniquely One, having no competing second in that oneness. And I bear witness that our leader and our master, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the perfect example of slavehood unto Allah and is his sent messenger unto the entire universe. Amma ba'd, I advise you, dutiful servants of Allah and myself, to adhere to a heartfelt consciousness of Allah, that which we call taqwa. For he, the most gloriously transcendent, states, Ya ayyuha an-nas i'budu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum walladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. O mankind, worship your Lord, who created you and those before you, that you may become people of taqwa. Ayyuha al-muslimun, O you who are fasting, in these blessed days, these days as we come to the end of the month of Ramadan, the believers are asked upon or tasked upon, and should in turn be avid to, increase their intensity of the acts of devotion and to increase the degree by which they strive for that which is good. And as a result, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, almost as a way of showing His qudra, His immense capacity and His omnipotent power, has made in these last 10 days a night, as indicated by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a night that is known as the Layl, the night of Qadr. And Qadr itself is connected to that word of Qudra, power, but it also is connected to that word of decree, and is also connected to that word of measure. And so all of these meanings are contained in that word Qadr, for it is a night in which the greatest of revelation came down. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. He said, indeed we sent it, the Quran, down on this night of Qadr. And so it was a night in which the greatest of revelation came down, through the greatest of emissaries, Jibreel alayhi salam, through the greatest of messengers, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in the greatest of times, that night in Ramadan. And so it in and of itself, it represents a microcosm, a summation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's tremendous ability, in that He condenses all of these forms of barakah and condenses all of these things of sacredness into this time. And that is why this time should be revered and honored, and the believers are meant to look for it. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, search for it in these last 10 nights. And he said, search for it on the odd nights. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about this night says, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubarakah. Indeed, we sent it down, the Quran, on a blessed night. And this night is literally a night of profuse blessings. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rhetorically asks us the question, Wama adaraka ma laylatul qadr. He said, what will make you know about the immensity of what this night is? Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alfi shahr. It is a night that is better than 1,000 months. Now notice Allah said better. So Allah gave its lower limit. It's better than 1,000 months. But he didn't give its upper limit. We don't know how great it could be for those whose hearts meet it. But at the very least, for someone who meets it, it's better than 1,000 months. And 1,000 months is roughly equating to 83 years and more, which is more than the average lifespan of a person. So attaining Laylatul Qadr is your life itself. If you could attain Laylatul Qadr and make the most of that one night, this would be your life, and not just here. If you were to attain this night, it would be your life for the next, the Sa'adatul Abadiya. And that's why it's such a great moment. And it's a moment that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in his own sunnah, he would retreat from his families in the mosque by going to a place, either making a tent or going to a place of seclusion in a state of i'tikaf. And in the state of i'tikaf, he would then devote himself to the night in worship, such that it was said, كَانَ يُحْيِي اللَّيْلَ كُلَّهُ. He would bring the entirety of the night to life. This was the way that he would honor and look for Laylatul Qadr, by worshipping as if he's worshipping the entirety of this night. And why not? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about this night, He says, تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالرُّوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرٍ. He said, the angels and the ruh, which is the name for Jibreel, descend in this night by the permission of their Lord, مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرٍ. And the understanding of مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرٍ is that every intense matter of decree is being decreed of this night. In it is being decreed, أَشَقِيٌ أَسَعِيد, are you grateful or you're not? In it is being decreed the risk for that year. Some of the ulama say, who goes to Hajj is being decreed. This is a great, great night. And Allah and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a hadith were talking about, the angel said, إِنَّ الْمَلَائِكَةَ تِلْكَ اللَّيْلَةَ فِي الْأَرْضِ أَكْثَرُ مِنْ عَدَدِ الْحَصَى. He said, the angels on that night are more in number than the grains of gravel on the earth. In other words, that this is a night so profuse with angels, and angels themselves are representatives of Nur and Barakah. And so these angels search, and they cover the gatherings of dhikr, and they cover the hearts of those who are making dhikr and praying, and they say Ameen to the du'as. And so by nature it's a night of prayer, it's a night of supplication, it's a night of du'a. Subhanallah. One of the hadith of the Prophet, or as narrated, is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it said that if it's the Laylatul Qadr, then on that night nazala Jibreel alayhi salam, Jibreel descends with a convoy or a group of angels, and yusalluna ala kulli abdin qa'imin aw qa'idin yadhkuru Allah azza wa jal, and they ask for blessings for every servant who's in a state of worship, be it standing or sitting, or who's making remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so in this, they're also caring for every single matter. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says elsewhere about this night, He says, فِيهَا يُفْرَقُ كُلُّ أَمْرٍ حَكِيمٍ. In this night is made distinct every matter. And one of the things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes about this night, it is a night of peace. One of the things that the believers whose hearts are alive is that they'll sense this peace, this sense of this, as Allah says, سَلَامٌ هِيَ حَتَّى مَطَلَعِ الْفَجَرِ. Peace there is until the emergence of dawn. So let us get practical. If we wish to attain this Laylatul Qadr, what should we do? Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, من قام ليلة القدر إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه, that whosoever prays in the night of Laylatul Qadr in a state of faith and in a state of hoping of reward, such a person will be forgiven his sins. And this is, those of you who also may have sensed that the same hadith, there's a similar hadith that says, من قام في رمضان. So Laylatul Qadr literally becomes a condensed form of Ramadan itself. And in this time, what is it? We pray. So the Prophet ﷺ said, someone who prays. And so what we say, the Salihin say, is that you should make sure that on this night that you start off by making sure your Isha and your Fajr is Jamaat, at the very minimum. Because of the hadith that says, someone who prays their Isha and Jamaat, as the Prophet ﷺ is reported to have said, من شهد العشاء في جماعة كان له قيام نصف ليلة. Someone who attends Isha and Jamaat has as if the half the night they stood in prayer. وَمَنْ صَلَّى الْعِشَاءَ وَالْفَجْرَ فِي جَمَاعَةٍ كَانَ لَهُ كَقِيَامِ لَيْلَةٍ. and whomsoever prays Isha and Fajr in Jama'ah as if they've spent the entire night in prayer. And so this is one of the things that we have to make as bare minimum on this night, that we pray Isha and Jama'at and we pray Fajr and Jama'at. Now when we leave the masjid from Isha, this is a night to engage in nawafil, extra ibadah, prayers. Obviously the Taraweeh, we try and do the Taraweeh. Then we come home, we engage in much nawafil of salah, the different salah we can do. Then we should engage in charity, if we can give charity. We should engage in dua. This is a night of dua. We should make dua of istighfar for ourselves. We should make a dua for the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Sayyidatina Aisha asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she said, "Idha," if she was to meet Laylatul Qadr, what should she make if there's one dua? And this is just from the great beauty of Sayyidatina Aisha, that she made this great ask, this question of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we know what to ask, right, at the very minimum. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you can ask for something, then you must say this dua, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afu, fa'afu anni, or fa'afu anna. Oh Allah, you are the most forgiving, you love to forgive, so forgive me. And the ulama say to ask for afiyah and afu from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not asking for just any forgiveness, it's asking for the most comprehensive form of forgiveness, such that a person finds his sins forgiven, finds his good deeds magnified, so that they become from the sa'id and they're not from those who are shaqi, that they're from those whose names are written as being free from the hellfire. So this is a night when we ask, and we ask with our brokenness. You don't need to be perfect, you don't need to make sure that you've got everything right on this night. This is the night when Allah wants to see you admit your shortcomings through your ubudiyah, to say you failed, but in your failure you turn to your Lord and you ask Him through your failing, you ask Him through your brokenness, you ask Him through your limits, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inna Allah qadir ala kulli shay, He's qadir, He's able to do all things, and this is the night of His qudra, when He manifests His ability. So ask for His forgiveness, and ask that Allah show His rahmah to the Muslimin wheresoever they be. Do not forget your brothers, your ummah. Do not forget your brothers wheresoever they are. And mention the Muslims who are in calamities in the different regions of the world. Mention them by name and ask that Allah gives them faraj. And ask that Allah helps the refugees. And ask that helps the Muslims who are in war-torn territories. And Allah gives peace. And Allah gives security. And Allah gives afiyah to all of the Muslims ajma'een, wheresoever they be. And on this night, make your munajat, your intimate discourse with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and make your shukr for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and make your sayyid al-istighfar, your sayyid al-istighfar, where you say, wa ana ala ahdika wa wa'adika mastata'at, that I'm trying my best, ya Allah, but I can only do it through you. So let's not fail this night, because His gifts are constantly coming, and the greatest of His gifts are before us. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He give us the ability to make the most of this night of Laylatul Qadr. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we take the most of this night and we take the most of this month, that we don't forget the obligation of Zakatul Fitr, because this is one of those things that can leave our deeds suspended between being accepted by Allah and not. And the time by which it's accepted is, it has to be before the Imam gets up for the Salatul Eid and the Eid Khutbah. So at the very least, most of the Salihin would give it at least a day or two before the Eid Salah. So give your Zakat al-Fitr, and the ulama say Zakat al-Fitr is usually a representing of what they call a sa'ah, or basically four handfuls of what is the staple grain of the region, and this is usually equating to 1.5 kilograms, or whether we can say barley or wheat. And the ulama have given this a financial value to make it easy for people, and it comes to, in the UAE, approximately 20 dirhams per person that you give to someone who is from the fuqara, from the needy and the masakin. And if you find, you can give it to Hilal Ahmar, you can give it to the Red Crescent to give on your behalf, and make sure you pay this before the Eid Salah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He accepts your ibadah in this month. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives you the ability to attain Laylatul Qadr. I say this and I ask Allah for forgiveness for me and for you. So invoke Him for forgiveness, for He is the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran, Abu Dhabi.